Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 5, the verses 1 to 7. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 5, the verses 1 to 7. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a winepress as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now, you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do with my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in. And he looked for justice, but he saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. My theme for reflection is the consequences of unfulfilled potential. The consequences of unfulfilled potential. Have you ever worked incredibly hard, pouring in countless hours and immense effort, hoping for great results, only to be met with disappointment? Gardeners can especially relate to this feeling, as depicted in the story we are exploring. It tells of someone, and that is God, who dedicated a lot of time and care to their garden, expecting a bountiful harvest of good grapes, but ended up with poor quality fruit instead. My dear friends, this story parallels the investment God has made in us through his Son Jesus Christ. He hopes for us to grow into fruitful and positive contributors, yet often we fall short, becoming more of a burden than a blessing in his divine plan. God's reaction to this disappointment is stark. He plans to remove the protection from his garden, leaving it vulnerable to destruction and neglect, transforming it into a desolate place overrun by weeds and thorns. He even intends to stop the rain, ensuring that the garden cannot thrive. This garden is a metaphor for the people of Israel and Judah, whom God cherished. He desired justice and righteousness from them, but found violence and suffering instead. We are called upon by God to repent and to take seriously the investment God has done for us, and to live lives that are worthy of his praise. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways might we be like the unfruitful garden, and how can we better align with God's expectations? Number two, how can the consequences outlined in the story motivate us to change our ways and strive for a more fruitful existence. Dear Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all life, we come to you with humble hearts, recognizing the times we have fallen short of your glory. Like a gardener who lovingly tends to their garden, you have nurtured and cared for us. Yet we acknowledge that we have not always produced the fruits of your Spirit. We ask for your guidance to help us understand our purpose and to live lives that reflect your love and righteousness. Teach us to cultivate kindness, justice, and fruitfulness in our hearts, so we may yield a harvest worthy of your blessings. Grant us the strength to change our ways, to embrace the reign of your wisdom, and to grow in the light of your love. May our lives be a testament to your enduring grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.